What's up? I'm Jordy Angela.
And it's your main man, B-Dot.
And it's the kid, Gowie.
And this is the checkup. B-Dot, Gowie, how are y'all doing today?
You go take it away, Gowie. How you feeling, brother?
Hey, you know, I'm doing good. You feel me? You know, I don't have any complaints on my end. How about you, Dot?
Man, I can't complain, man. Life good. Life Gucci. Healthy. Hey, man. You same old, same old. Shit.
Facts.
How about you, Joy?
How you doing, Joy? Damn.
Right.
I feel good. I feel good. You know, I feel conflicted because Miami's at the top of the conference as my team, and Russell Westbrook as my favorite player is at the bottom still. But he's trying to fight. He's trying to fight and get there. It's not his fault the Wizards are still losing right now. But I feel conflicted. But I think half and half. I think it fills me. You know, it fills me out. I'm not too high or too low, so we're good.
Yeah, it balances out. High, low, boom. You middle ground. There you go.
Yeah, not too high, not too low. You, on the other hand, you're just low.
Ah, see, here we go. See, yo, oh, every single episode we had, she got to start, bro. She got to start, bro. Look. All right,
listen, because my thing is this. Miami is hooping, and they're good. The Wizards, they're not losing that much, and they're good. But James Harden and what he's doing amazing, and he can't even bring up, you know, he can't even make up for what the Rockets are doing right now. And that's just pitiful. Yes. It really is pitiful.
That motherfucker got that, she got that dial up, don't she, Gal?
Get it?
Chill out.
Joyce said, he can't even pick up what's going on.
You know what? Forget y'all.
That Wi-Fi had her doing a robot.
Shut up.
Like Missy Elliott in the I Can't Stand the Rain video.
Y'all don't know what the Wi-Fi is like in Texas, so just leave me alone.
But nah, man.
Hey,
nah.
Man. Let's go to talk to these. The trade deadline coming up, Gavin. Joy.
Yes, sir.
What was going on here? Andre Drummond is maybe going to the league. The same stuff we've been hearing. Man, what's up, bro? Who going where? Where going who? And how going when?
Well, as of right now, the only thing that's confirmed is PJ Tucker to the Bucks and Torrey Craig to the Phoenix Suns. You know, a lot of people ask me how I felt about the PJ Tucker trade. I think it's great. I love PJ Tucker, one of the grittiest players in Rockets franchise history. I would love for him to still play for us, but I know that he wanted a contract extension. He wanted, according to reports, I think he was looking for maybe 14 a year, 12 million a year. You know, the Rockets wasn't trying to pay that. So, you know, he's gone to a contender, rightfully so, because that's where he deserves to play and compete. But we bringing in a 6'10" DJ Wilson, athletic, can shoot from the outside. I like that addition. Gives us some size because we have a whole bunch of 6'5", 6'6" players.
So y'all athletic as hell, though, bro. Y'all athletic. Facts.
And that's what I love about the team because it's a lot of grit. So we may be down bad on an 18-game losing streak right now, but I do feel like the future is bright. So we get DJ. We get DJ Augustine, who's always been one of my favorite point guards, especially back in Texas. And last but not least, we got a first-round draft pick. So the fact that we were able to get a first-round draft pick from PJ Tucker, no shade. But, you know, first-round draft picks aren't taken lightly. Like, that's something that you got to earn. So I love it. I'm happy for PJ. I'm happy for the Rockets. I feel like it's a mutual thing. And Torrey Craig, that's just a steal for Phoenix, honestly. So that's kind of how I'm sitting on all that.
Right. Don't let Torrey find his offensive bag either.
Right.
Right. Get him, bro. Torrey, that's my guy. He went to USC Upstate. A whole bucket.
Phoenix looks amazing right now.
And they lost like 12 games.
Yeah, think about this. Amazing.
Just think about it. Phoenix has only lost 12. This is the Suns we're talking about.
Yeah.
The Lakers only lost, 13, 14 games? That's crazy. So that's Chris Paul. Chris Paul definitely got to be in consideration. He got to be in consideration as one of the greatest point guards of all time.
Top five of all time.
But I'm just saying, sheesh.
Top five of all time, easy.
We're talking about the Phoenix Suns, who didn't even make the playoffs last year. They just missed the playoffs because they were in the play-in games, but they went 7-0. So we saw the progression of the team. We saw the fight that they had. But something as simple as adding Chris Paul, and now they second in the West, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So that's ridiculous, bro.
Because who were all their additions? I know Jay Crowder's there now. I know Chris Paul's there. I know Kelly's gone. But like, who were like their main additions besides Chris Paul and Jay? Like, was it anybody else besides them two? Can y'all remember?
They kept that same.
That's crazy.
You guys just found their niche.
Yeah, it's just crazy how much like. Because my thing is, a lot of people were saying, like last year, they said, oh, yeah, well, OKC would have been that because, you know, the Russ haters were saying, oh, but Russ is gone. Now the young players can thrive. So a lot of people weren't giving Chris Paul his due credit, you know, for OKC. And now you look at the Phoenix Suns, who didn't make the playoffs last year, and now they're literally, what, number two in the West? That's wild.
It's not that many people. It's not that many players in the history of the game that have that LeBron effect. Whatever team they go to, they automatically turn into a player.
That's crazy.
Especially a guard at that size, that's different.
At his age, too, on top of that. Like, come on, bro. That's wild.
And that's why Chris Paul is one of those dudes that deserves a ring, bro. I just feel like he's been doing this for so long, whether he was in New Orleans at the time, you know, just playing for the Clippers, playing for the Rockets. Now he's with the Suns. It's like... This guy done been around so much, just trying to find his niche. Almost ended up on the Lakers until that got vetoed. Like, this man deserves his ring. So, I'm hoping that, you know, at some point in his career, Chris Paul can at least be able to hoist that trophy at the end of the year and just retire on top. Because he's one of those guys where you talk about players who retire without a ring. And you'd be like, nah, he deserved to get one. And, you know, we say about stuff like that about guys like T-Mac or Charles Barkley or whoever. So... I'm hoping Chris Paul get one, but you know, I'm just trying to figure out if you a box score person and you look at Chris Paul's numbers, they cool, but like when you think about it, it's like what exactly does Chris Paul have that makes them that gives him that LeBron effect? So right. Like if you look at LeBron, obviously he could put the team on his back statistically and all that stuff, but Chris Paul would do it 16 points, 8 assists, and you'd be like, all right, that's cool, but like on paper, that look like Ricky Rubio.
His IQ, his leadership, it makes a huge difference.
So who you taking, James Harden to Dame Lillard right now? Because them the two best point guards in the league right now. Them the two hottest players in the league right now. I don't give a damn what nobody say. James had 50 the other day. Got James Harden had what a 40-point triple double. Boy, without Kyrie or KD, man, come on, man. And Dame over there, he in a league of his own.
Man, hey, look, man. You know, I like both of them. So I'm gonna let y'all pick first, so I could hear what y'all say, and I'm gonna piggyback on one of y'all, so it don't seem bad.
Ooh, yes, Joy. Cause look, y'all like neither James or Dame.
I actually like James Harden. I just troll Gowie a lot.
This is what it is, Dot. You know how everybody now was trying to change the narrative on James Harden now that he's in Brooklyn.
Gowie, do
that's what it is.
Gowie, do not
talking
do
about
that.
Talking about
Gowie,
James and change this game. Gowie,
exactly.
No. That's
hold on.
Cow.
We got to treat this
that's
like a Brady cow. Bunch. Where you at? Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Gowie, she up.
No, do not lie, because Gowie. First of all, you gonna stop lying, because there was a game last season. It was a game last season when Russ was playing the Rockets, and this was right after James got off his shooting slump around like February, March, and they were going crazy together. And I literally sent Gowie a text and said, James Harden does not get the credit he deserves. I texted him that. Gowie, am I lying? Gowie, don't lie.
I think don't I got lie. Amnesia. I don't
See,
remember that.
He That's... knows I'm telling the truth, and he don't want to admit it because... It don't take one thing about me, I'm a fan of gritty players, underrated players, and all that. I'm not a fan of the hype. So my thing is,
so how you don't like Dame Lillard? How did you have so much hatred for Dame Lillard over the years? What? If you like the underdogs, the players that don't like the hype, that stay under the radar but still get the job done. That is Dame Lillard to the T. But that's neither here nor there.
I did predict him to win MVP this year.
That don't mean you like him. That's just a great analyst prediction. why is it, speaking of MVP, why isn't James Harden getting more MVP consideration? Why do you guys feel like he's not? It's weird, right?
You hear me? That's what I'm saying, bro. Look, this now y'all are seeing what I'm talking about when I say James Harden is disrespected. Because it's like James Harden has been doing everything that he's doing now with Houston. But it's like the only time he got it is when they gave him like the sympathy MVP trophy. They're like, all right, yo. Like, you know, you did well. We're going to give it to you. Shut up. And then we're going to, you know, get back on track. But now you see James Harden on a contender. So you have, well, Rockets were a contender. You see him with on a super team, I guess you could say. KD's been out. Kyrie's been there. But even without Kyrie, like, James Harden gets it done. So with that being said, you look at him, people are trying to discredit Harden because of the team that he's on. It's like, yo, KD's not even playing. Yeah, so people will look at a Jokic and be like, oh, he the load that he's carrying is like, yo, he has Jamal Murray who can go for 50 at any given night. So, like,
people act like they're a trash team. Like, the Nuggets have defense. They have size. Like, I don't get why they're even trying to compare the two.
Exactly. So, when people try to – they try to play this pity game for everybody and try to talk on why James Harden doesn't deserve it. But you're talking about somebody who's the best defender on the Nets. I know that's not really saying much because they're a bad defending team. But he's still the best one on that team defensively. Then he's leading the league in assists. He's averaging a good amount of points. So, it's like – what more do you need? Like, the Nets are in good, they're in a good space right now. They're winning games. I think they're 13-4 without Kevin Durant. So him and Kyrie are 13-4. And it's like, bro, that's just James. Not only that,
but they're kind of debunking and proving the whole narrative wrong that him going there, because everybody was saying when he went there, they said, oh my gosh, it looks good on paper, it looks good, whatever, but they're going to be losing games, they're going to suck because they lost too much defense. And they're literally proving people wrong right in front of their very eyes, and he's still not getting his. Because my thing is this, I think a lot of times, and I think people get it from the media, like the media will say one thing about a player and then forget they said it, quote unquote, and then give them props in the same breath a few months later. And fans are the same thing. Like, fans, the same fans that were saying, you know, well, do the Nets even need KD? Do the whatever, blah, blah, blah. They were the same people saying that it wasn't going to work in the first place. They weren't going to win any games. So I just feel like people really have to put their ego aside, their feelings aside, all that crap, and just realize what's going on. Because at the end of the day, he's literally proving people wrong right now. And it's right there in black and white.
Yeah, I would want to see how many games he done won without those guys while he's been there. And I mean, yeah, I think it's way more. I think it's more wins than losses, if that.
Right. Yeah, I think without KD and Kyrie, I think they're 2-2. So I think James Harden got him 2-2 right now.
Hey, that's solid without two guys that people can also, you know, consider the workload of the squad. You know, those two talented scorers, if not, man, they got some of the three best scorers on the goddamn team. Them practices got to be stupid.
Like, yeah, here's a fun fact all across the board. So without Kevin Durant, without KD combined, well, together or individually, it's a win.
Well, wait, hold on. You said without Kevin Durant, without KD.
Oh, my fault. Hey, look.
Are you good? I got it. It was a smooth transition, though, because you almost caught me.
It did. I didn't hear it.
All right, so without Kevin Durant, I'm going to say Kevin Durant is going to throw me off. Or without Kyrie, it's a winning record for James. And this is all on the net. So it's a winning record both ways. So whoever plays, whatever, it's a winning record. Without either of them on the court, it's a winning record. The only record that isn't a winning record when it comes to the Nets is when James Harden doesn't play. They're 0-1. Mm. Now, that's not saying much because it's only one game. But at the same time, it's like everything else across the board. As long as James is in that lineup, they have a very good chance of winning.
And Peep also, how at the beginning of the season when KD and Kyrie both healthy before James even got there, they were losing games. Like, it wasn't consistent. It wasn't like they were on a winning streak. Matter of fact, is this the first time the Nets were on like a long winning streak until James Harden came? Like, is that a thing?
Yeah, all the winning streaks came with Harden. Before James Harden went to the Nets were 7-6.
So He actually made them better. Like, regardless of losing Caris LeVert and Jared and everybody else, their record says otherwise.
Yeah, that boy done been there for what? Been there for 32 minutes and then broke 15 records for the. I said, damn.
Yeah, he wild.
Exactly. So with all that,
is Irvin playing this the team? He ain't do shit.
So with all that being said, who you guys have on your top five MVP ladder right now? So one being, you know, the leader for MVP, and five being, you know, the bottom of the rankings.
Number one, that boy Dame. Dame a bad boy. I'm Dame number one.
Oof.
Dame number one. James number two. Mm-hmm. And that's me, because James don't get enough love, enough respect. James number two. I can throw Embiid three. I don't know. He injured now, and you know his status kind of went a little bit down for me. I'm gonna throw Bron, and then man, I want to put Luka, but they ain't affecting winning like it is. So I'm gonna go ahead and throw Steph in there. We all love Giannis, but he ain't doing it for me.
Yeah, that's voter fatigue. He's done.
So that's my top five right there. If I'm forgetting somebody, F it.
What about you, Joy? Who's your top five right now on the MVP ladder?
She's trying
to pull up somebody MVP.
Right.
No, I was trying. I was looking at the stats and the clutch points. All of that. No,
the score.
I was trying to make sure I didn't forget anybody. Anyways, I'm gonna go with, even though he's injured, I feel like he's earned it so far, and I feel like he still has a chance of getting it whenever he comes back, because I think they said it's minor. It's more minor than what they thought. So I'm gonna go Joel Embiid first, number one. I'm gonna
Said Larry Nance.
Number one, Joel Embiid. Number two, okay. Damian Lillard. Number three, James Harden.
Oh, I like that.
Number four, I'm gonna give it to LeBron. And number five,
Russell Westbrook. I don't know why he doesn't get the respect that he do. Even though they got a losing record, look at his numbers compared to Bradley Beal.
Listen,
Russell Westbrook is having a better MVP season than his actual MVP season before. Why? Because it's actually colder in Washington than it is in OKC. Okay?
And he was there. People don't factor that in. You should factor the weather in too. And that should actually be a thing. Why do you, matter of fact, that's why Chris Paul playing so good. Because he in Phoenix. It's hot out there. What the heck? You can factor that.
Who your fifth player, Joy?
And listen, if Russell Westbrook had a winning record, he'd be number one. But since he doesn't, I'm going to give number five to Chris Paul.
Okay. Okay, I can respect that. My top five, similar to Joy, I'm going to piggyback on this. I don't believe that he should be taken away from number one solely based off it hasn't been enough games for him to be surpassed. So I still have Joel Embiid as number one. Truthfully, I'm going to have to bump James Harden up to number two.
I knew it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to bump my guy up to number two. Come on, man. Like, It's just the impact of winning. Like, people had this whole narrative about James Harden. He can't win this, that, and the fourth. And it's like, he came to the Brooklyn Nets, and the Brooklyn Nets are his team. I don't care if KD comes back. I don't care what Kyrie does. He can score 50. That's wild. At the end of the day, James Harden is the core to that team right now. Like, if you take him out the lineup, they don't have an identity. It's just two ISO players and a bunch of guys that can, you know, do whatever. So
speaking on James Harden real quick, I'm gonna let you finish. Quick point. I kind of feel James might have that LeBron effect. I'm just saying, in terms of if he was put in a different situation other guys without KD, I think that he'll be able to. Yeah, because that Houston Rockets team wasn't that great, but
yeah,
that's another conversation for another day.
That's Ben. One of the quotes I always say from Yeezy, he say that's a feeling only me and LeBron know, and I always compare that to James Harden. Like, that's the only feeling those two guys really know, that you can just throw them in a system and, you know, they just make it work. But after James Harden, I'm going to have to go with King James. Feeling only him and LeBron, though. I'm going to throw him in there, because a lot of people are overlooking the fact that the Lakers, at least at, you know, a couple nights ago, they were number one defense in the NBA. And LeBron James has been playing at an elite level defensively. So I feel like a lot of people are overlooking that. And then obviously his offensive production and how he keeps that team together. They've been struggling without AD, but they're still a 500 team without AD. So you can't really count him out. So with that being said, LeBron's number three. Number four, this is where it gets tricky. Mm-hmm. And no shade to Dame, but I'm going to have to give number four to Jokic. I'm gonna give number four to Jokic because obviously his playmaking ability, and he's also been playing great defensively as well.
Yep.
And Dame is number five. And to be honest with you, like, with CJ back, And Dame, the way Dame's been playing, he might be number three by the end of this week. So I ain't even got nothing to say about that. Like,
I don't want him to take the. I don't want him to. He gotta make sure he keep his foot on the gas even when CJ comes back. Like he can't be like, okay, CJ back, I'ma chill. Like I'ma.
Oh nah. Yeah. You can take. Yeah, I mean, back in the bubble, he averaged 93 with CJ playing. So he still did his thing, Dizzle. But shit, speaking on the Lakers and injuries and AD, they said AD might not be back for another month and a half, and that's just. That's just the minimum. So if AD don't come back, you know, let's say the Lakers, you know, AD doesn't get back in time for the playoffs. Let's say he doesn't make it back in time for the first round. The second round matchup, let's say they meet somebody like, I don't know, a team that no one picks. Let's say Utah. You feel me? But at the end of the day, how far do you see the Lakers going without Anthony Davis?
I mean, I feel like the hardest thing. And it hurts me because, like, LeBron seems to find himself in these situations. The same thing happened when he had Kyrie and K-Love. They were down for, like, the playoffs. And then – so they going to knock him regardless of what happens. But without AD, I mean
– And what trade, parentheses S at the end of trades, do you think they need to make that could possibly – that Bron can actually – put these guys over the hill. I mean, because at the end of the day, if they end up meeting like a Brooklyn Nets in the finals, I don't know if LeBron and Vucevic and Draymond can get it done.
To be honest with you, like the Lakers, like I just said, a couple minutes ago, the fact that they were able to have the number one defense with the squad that they have right now, that says a lot. That being said, I do feel like if they were to make a trade, it has to be somebody that can get a bucket at will. So, you know, if you got to call up Washington, see what they can get for Brad, you know, like what we got to give up to get Brad and Bill, you know, if they got to break the bank to kind of make that happen, you got to do it because, like, you know, LeBron, like Supreme Dream said, I'm 36. Like, yeah, that man's 36, man. And AD is his guy. Like, you got to have AD there because AD is going to do the grimy work. He's going to get the rebounds. He's going to get the block, the rim protection, all that other stuff. So without him, you're losing a core piece. That's LeBron's a lob threat. This man could throw it from half court and get a lob. And easy two right there. So you got to get somebody that can go get a bucket. And you can get an Andre Drummond or somebody like that. You know, Dre, he can get you 16 to 18, maybe 19 points per game, depending on what you give him. But I just don't think that's enough. So am I scared for the Lakers? Yeah, I don't think they'll make it far without AD. I think maybe at the most the Western Conference Finals, but, you know, that's anything beyond that is looking shaky without, you know, the big man down there.
I agree.
I kind of feel that if it do get that to that point, I think they'll hold him out. You know, if it gets to the point where, you know, Lakers in the second round and they down 3-1 or they down 2-0. You know, they're going to start, you know, the speculation of like, should we throw AD back in? You know, he says about 70, 80%. I think that, you know, he's the guy who's going to be handing, you know, they hand the keys to after LeBron leave. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're going to push that button. So it'll be interesting to see. What you think, Joy?
I believe that Anthony Davis is very, very talented. I think he is a multi-dimensional player, and I think that he is not easily replaced. So I do agree with y'all. I'm looking at the standings really fast, and I pray that it happens because I'm still very, very bitter and salty about last playoffs when the Lakers beat my team. So I'm looking at the standings and I see Utah, you know, number one, Phoenix number two, Lakers number three, Clippers number four, Denver number five, blah, 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 blah. I think they're going to fall to top five. Mm. I think they're going to be like numbers. Top four. I give them five or six. I don't think they're going to be in the top five, the top four when it's all said and done. I don't. And that's no hate. I'm gonna be so happy if it happens, but it's not hate at all because I actually like LeBron James. But I don't know. I don't know if now, like I said, this has nothing to do with the playoffs. I'm never doubting them again when it comes playoff time. But just being realistic, if you know, continuing to fill that hole, for you know Anthony Davis in the regular season is gonna be you know harder, in the regular season to me. So, you know, I feel like they're going to fall out the top four. That's my opinion. So, that's that.
Interesting. I mean, it's not, I won't say it's a far-fetched prediction. Like I said, they're, I think
they're number three right now.
Yeah, I'm about to say at best, I think they're like 6-6 right now without Anthony Davis. So it's like it could swing either way. You could go on a win streak and go on a losing streak, but you know, the Clippers are
one game behind them.
One thing people learn not to do.
Not down LeBron.
Doubt that boy King James.
I'm not saying
I'm not saying y'all are. I'm just saying in general, like you know, LeBron.
Not doing that.
I don't know. That boy different.
Yeah,
we seen that man average a triple double in the finals. Yeah, so he was
And like I said, I'm not doubting them at all. I'm not doubting LeBron. Okay, I'm gonna say I'm not doubting the rest of them. I'm not doubting LeBron, but I'm looking at the standings, and I think it's really really easy for them to lose a few costly games. And like I said, it'll be different if you know the Clippers were a few games behind them, but they're literally like the Lakers are 27. And at 27 wins, the Clippers are at 26. Like, it could easily happen right there.
And the Clippers so inconsistent, the way Luka did.
They're inconsistent, too. They're inconsistent. Wow. And then, you know, Denver's 24 wins, Portland's 23 wins. And Portland could sneak up when CJ gets back and be a top four seed. So, you know, just being realistic, you know.
Yeah,
so.
They're sketchy. The Clippers and the Celtics, them boy, they the most sketchiest teams.
That's a fact.
Boy, with all that talent, and they, man, listen, I don't even what. Guy, as a matter of fact, St. Patty's Day was yesterday, boy, but I see what you're doing. I see what you got going on with the green, boy.
Hey, come on, all man. Right. Hey, this ain't even got nothing to do with St. Patty's. This is me. I'm just getting to the green. You feel me?
Excuse me. I feel you. So you're a landscaper now? You cut green?
Hey, look, man, what had happened was ever since the kid got verified, the green started coming.
Oh, yeah. Bam. I peeped that. On, I peeped man. That. Okay, my bad. It's only verification.
They call me G verified, or you could call me Blue. Nobody check calls
him.
Short,
nobody friends. Calls him G verified. He came. Yo, he no. I'm not hating. I tried. Listen, I tried to be humble and be proud of Gowie and call him. I called him. I said, Gowie, I'm so proud of you. And he put me down and said, talk to you. He said, did I hear a N-word say something that wasn't verified? He tried to come for me when I was trying to. So
the fact that she stumbled telling the story.
It's not cap. It's not cap. Also, public service announcement. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal just combined for 78 points. They just beat the Jazz. I just wanted to put that out there. So
that's cool. Win 15. Beautiful.
All right.
Win 15.
You're disrespectful. You really are.
What? Let's check it up. Speaking of the Jazz, let's go ahead and check it up. How y'all feeling? You feeling good? Y'all got some moves on you for this session right now?
Yeah, things are pretty Gucci right now.
I think it's a pretty solid one. We're gonna start with who would you rather choose right now as PG for now for the future?
Mm-hmm.
We have Ja Morant or Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Gal, I'm gonna let you go first, as we always let Joy go first. So we're gonna let you check up.
Yeah.
All right. Where my time at? Where my time at? So
ready when you're ready. Once you start talking.
All right, bet. If I had to pick for my point guard of the team for the future, I'm going with Donovan Mitchell. And the reason why I'm going with Donovan Mitchell, because everyone knows that Donovan Mitchell, upon arrival, helped lead the Utah Jazz to the NBA playoffs. He's been there 4 straight years. The only people that were in his way was the Houston Rockets. You already know what's up with that. And Donovan Mitchell, he's been playing out of his mind. Now, he could get better as a playmaker, but at the end of the day, the game is about buckets. So I'm taking Don.
Dang, Joy's going. Play something for my man.
All right, look at that. You see, yo, it's the sabotage for me.
That's messed up. Okay, Joy, it's your turn. Check up.
Okay, so first of all, Ja Morant is clearly the better pick. My thing is this. When you're compared to a Russell Goldbrook so young in your career, it's clear as day. Like, Donovan Mitchell's a good player, but he's not Russell Westbrook. Ja Morant and De'Aaron Fox are like Russell Westbrook 2.0. The answer is that. He's a better leader and everything. Like, it's clear. So, that's it. I don't even need all my minutes. You can have him back. It's a dub.
Well, let me use that last bit of time.
Yeah, shut up!
well, you guys both make great points. If we're talking comparisons, comparisons, I'm not biased either one. Everyone knows Russell Westbrook is also my favorite player. But Donovan Mitchell has been getting compared to D-Wade.
Dang it.
D-Wade comparison, Russell Westbrook. And it ain't nothing against, you know. Ain't because Russell Westbrook is the MVP. I don't know. Did D-Wade ever win MVP?
Nah, but no. He got 3 championship rings. Yeah,
He do. But and Donovan got the clutch, Jay. But at the end of the day, John Morant, that boy's primetime TV.
Oh yeah, he's
think now that's what I'm saying. I think if people want to go, who would you rather watch? I think it's no disrespect to Donovan, because Donovan is one of the most clutchest guys in the game. But when it comes to excitement, he put that team on his back. Yeah. Like, you feel me? Like, I know Joy made a point. She said she felt that Ja was a better leader than Donovan Mitchell. I don't know if y'all want to, you know, respond and piggyback on that. How do you feel about that, Gabby? Gowie, in terms of their leadership, he just feels that, you know, she feels that since, you know, Ja's so young, how he just, his ferociousness and the way he be trying to get those guys to, you know, get going. Not saying Donovan don't do the same thing, because I ain't never seen Donovan get thrown out the game. He's getting more passionate now.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I will agree with Joy on that. I do believe that I would give Ja the edge when it comes to leadership. And the main reason why I say that is because Ja is kind of turning a Memphis franchise that, you know, that was nothing at some point, still doing it without Jaren. And he's, you know, doing what he can do. So I'll give him that. They were just out of the playoffs last year just because of the play-in games. But had the play-in games not even been a thing, they would have been in the playoffs. With that being said, Donovan Mitchell, he kind of came into a good situation with the Jazz. I think the Jazz the prior season had about like 51 wins, so it's not like he went into a team that was like, you know, 20 wins or something like that. So that's a good thing. And I think with Don, he's more of a Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal type of leader where you lead by example. I'm going to go get 50. Y'all, you know, pick yourselves up and help me out. It comes to guys like Rudy Gobert, I do think like he orchestrates that accordingly.
Who did you just say? You said Bradley Beal and who?
Bradley Beal. You said Kevin Durant.
Got it. Do you consider Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal one guys or two guys?
I consider them two guys.
Do you consider Ja Morant a one guy or a two guy?
He compared
Donovan Mitchell to two guys, and I was asking.
Oh, okay, I got you.
She was trying to see what she tried to.
One guy, two guys.
She was basically trying to say that Donovan Mitchell was more of a two than a one. So she was trying to get me. But
he don't got that. He don't got that dog in him like that.
I'm still standing on what I said.
He don't got the dog.
You don't think Donovan don't got the dog? You don't think you seen him in the bubble?
The bubble. That's what I'm saying.
I do, but listen, I think Shaq has his reasons for saying it or whatever he said about Donovan Mitchell. I'm not sure if he feel like he just don't have that cutthroat factor that you need as a one guy. You know, because you look at like the Kobe's and the Bron's and players like that. And I feel like Ja Morant has potential to be like that. Like if you look at his rookie year and how much leadership he had in his pinky as a rookie and what he did as a rookie, imagine him when he's like 26 years old, you know, what he'll be. And I feel like he truly is a one guy. Like, I don't think, you know, he's a two guy. I don't think he's a Bradley Beal, because even if you look at Bradley Beal, like Bradley Beal said, Russ, you know, he makes me want to play defense. He makes me want to play harder. Russ doesn't need to have somebody to do that for him. That's in him. And I feel like Ja Morant's like that. Ja Morant brings that out of players. And I think that if Donovan Mitchell had a player, like if he had a one guy, that's a championship team. That's what I feel like. That's what I feel is missing for the Jazz is a one guy. I don't think Don is a one guy. Mm. So in a way, I do agree with Shaq. Maybe that's what he was saying, that, you know, you may not have that it factor to do it. He has a lot of potential. But nobody's, you know, no, I'm not going to bash Bradley Beal because he's a two guy, you know, because he just a two guy. So Don is a two guy, in my opinion. I feel like if you get a one guy, it's a wrap. But Ja Morant is a one guy. And by 26 years old, he's going to be sick. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll follow up on that. I'll give Joy that. I do believe that Ja Morant does have better leadership. and, you know, in the future, he'll be better as a leader. But I'm still taking Don. So go ahead, Don.
take your two guy. I'll have the one.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as of right now, Donovan Mitchell clearly is the better offensive player.
Clearly, yeah.
And the reason why, I don't know. I guess we have to just wait and see if he stays a two guy or becomes a one guy or is a one guy, because you understand that Utah Jazz, it is a system offense. So
right.
I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, Donovan in a freelance, mm-hmm. Memphis Grizzly, Steve Nash type offense. You know, that's what he thrives in. He thrives in on that fast break and that pick and roll. And his jump shot has his jump. People slack. He's already on the way to break records, as you know, for his age, in terms of that improvement of his jump shot. Something John Morant has to improve on. But so what grinded y'all gears this week?
Y'all go first.
Hey, look, man, something that grinds my gears is people who make basketball personal. Listen, y'all, like I say, it's only entertainment. Some of y'all really be taking this to heart. Like, y'all are genuinely affected by this. You will look at somebody make a business move, demand a trade to another team, or maybe a person reacted a certain way to the media or whatever, and y'all taking it to heart. Oh, he shouldn't be like that. He shouldn't be making the millions that he's making. That should be going. It's like, bro, we are watching these guys nightly. Like, this is entertainment. So no matter how you try to take away from them, it is not affecting you. It should not affect you that bad. Like, when James Harden left the Rockets, did it suck? Yes. Did I look at James Harden like, he sold us out? We don't want... Like, no, bro. It's not that deep. Like, I'm not losing money, bro. And it kind of takes me back to when the Miami Heat got bounced by the Dallas Mavericks. And LeBron did a press conference, and he was like, there's a lot of people... And this is paraphrasing, but there's a lot of people praying for my downfall, but they got to wake up to the same reality that they had the previous day. Mm-hmm. So, like... I'm living my dreams, but you got to wake up unhappy every day, but you're praying on me to fail so I could be like you. And that's kind of how I look at this whole situation, because people pray for these hoopers' downfalls. They try to tell them what they can and can't not do. They try to tell them when to retire and all this other stuff. But it's like, it don't affect you, bro. Your reality is waking up and clocking in at CVS, bro. No shade to anybody that work at CVS, but that's you. So
they're giving out free COVID tests, by the way, y'all.
Hey, and you see, that's why I shouted them out. You see, segue. That's the plug. But yeah, so basically, moral of the story: pay the business that minds you. You feel me? So,
Hello, joy, joyful, joyful, joyful.
So what grounded my gears this week is that there's a certain individual. I'm not gonna call their names. I'm not gonna be messy. But there's a certain individual, and I feel like. I've seen it happen more than once. Where
come on, Joy. Danny Green just hit a game. He just hit a game.
I'm not talking about Danny Green. Certain podcasters, certain people that are in media, I think in a way are in. I'm not gonna say jealous, but they be hating on influencers sometimes, like Hooper influencers, and I feel like it's not too much, you know, that they don't like their content. I just think that. They see, you know, people like you or Lowe's or Ngawi getting a lot of attention based off of what y'all do. And they feel like, well, I did this because I play basketball or I know it. I deserve what they have. And they don't want to put in the work to get it. And I don't like how sometimes people in the media or podcasts or whoever, they look down on influencers for whatever reason or try to hate on them and try to discredit them because of what they have. So... Man. That's what grinded my gears this week. It's lame and it's uncalled for.
Joy, you feel like you're getting enough, you know, pub on this podcast. You feel like you're talking more. You feel like you're talking enough. You feel me? You get enough talk time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I just had to make sure. You know, this is all our show because you were just that. Thank you.
You
made me a gal. We like, damn. We better turn this mama to the Checkup Joy Show.
No, but it makes me mad. And like I said, I get very defensive about y'all, too. I don't play no games about y'all, too. So see, don't let nobody... Nah, don't.
That's
one
real.
One thing about Joy, she on go. But what grinded your gears, Dot?
Hey, man, listen. What grind my gear? Listen here, okay? If you get a dude, right? And you posting a dude, y'all are posting... happy that you got to do with your son and your child, even though they ain't his real dad, and y'all are happy full and all that. Cool, that's Gucci. But don't DM me when y'all just break up out of nowhere. Man, I get a DM the other day from a chick saying, oh my gosh, how have you been? How are the babies? Looking like, I look at her page. Of course, I unfollowed her. I look at her page, ain't no dude on there no more. No video. Dude ain't holding her son. And, my son. I'm great. That's how, great, healthy. Thank you. Well, that's great. How have you been? Blessed.
Yes, one word responses. Love to see you.
Blessed. Okay, well, it's great to hear, you know, everything. Thank you. Welcome. Get your ass on. Get out of here. You feel me?
Thanks.
Man. And they smooth. You see, man. And Joy, I'm still, hey, we good. We about a month in, Joy. My new little thing. We about a month in. Everything Gucci, Copacetic. You know, she's Spanish, so I was trying to say it in Spanish. Don't even know how to say this shit in English. But Copacetic, you know. Kaleidoscope, all everything good. So, but that wraps up this segment of the checkup. It's your main man, B-Dot, with the lovely
Jordy Angela.
And my main man,
the Kid Gowie.
It's the only verification. We out, baby.
Are we?